Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad David Gebler's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. David's a member of our Brain Trust. He is he's one of the top thought leaders of our time on ethics, values, and culture. Many years of experience in helping organizations, large and small, understand these issues. He's a values-based assessment expert and teaches at Suffolk University in the great city of Boston. He's the author of The Three Power Values, and he's here to talk to us about something very important. David Gebler, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you very, very much.
Good to have you back. So, what you do in your... If you're a leader of any kind, leader is a... in business, and in politics, and military, and nonprofit, whatever it may be, education, as you are, David, you have two lives that you live in. You live in your professional life. You live in your personal life. As a small business owner, I have those two lives, even though my business weaves a very fine seam between the two.
Right.
So talk to us about how the behavior in one area has implications for the other area.
Yeah, it's a really interesting challenge, especially for small business owners, because we, whether it's a company of one or 100, tend to see ourselves as being the business, and yet we do have to make that separation. So if you look at the big scandals, David Petraeus with the CIA recently.
Yep. Anthony Weiner.
Or the congressman Andrew Weiner, or
right.
the number of CEOs of Fortune 500 companies that have been fired for perceived or alleged sexual impropriety.
Well, or how about the guy that was at HP and he got fired because he padded his. I mean, the guy's making $1,800 million and he padded his expense account, you know, a few bucks. I mean, what's wrong with that picture, right?
Well, so what happens is that there's a general notion we have, just as watchers of this as citizens, and we say, how much should we be investigating the private behavior of our leaders?
Right.
If it's not sexual harassment and it's not a legal action,
no harm, no foul.
Right. Can we really argue no harm, no foul? And the problem is, it's not as simple as that. Mm-hmm. I don't think no harm, no foul always works for a leader. It may work for a line employee or maybe a junior manager.
Right.
The leaders have responsibilities, and especially for the larger organizations, one of the reasons why they're being paid so much money mm-hmm. is I think they're being paid in some ways to be a Boy Scout and to be able to demonstrate that what I'm setting a role model example for the organization. And whether you want to admit it or not, you are a role model. And I do think, though, there's a parallel for a small business because one of the things I've seen, both being an employee and also being a small business owner, is, and let me get your thoughts about this, Jim, is that I've seen two types of owners. There's one owner that says, these people work for me, mm-hmm. and I am the owner of this company,
right.
and if you don't like it, you can find another job.
My way or the highway.
I am who I am, and you just work for me.
Right.
And the other owner says, you know what, I'm the owner, but I'm not going to throw it in your face. I'm trying to build an organization where everybody feels as if they can be part of it. And if you subscribe to that view, then you have to really be conscious that embodies some obligations and responsibilities that are not simply do whatever you want to do.
Well, that's exactly right. I completely agree with that. And everybody gets to decide how they want to behave. But I will tell you, the first example that you gave was a model that worked reasonably well in the 20th century. But the dictator manager, the dominant owner, is not a good model for the 21st century. And I've been talking about this since the last century. I predicted, I predicted what I call the partnership model would be the corner of the realm in the 21st century, way back in 98. Because there are a number of ways, number of terms to use. Some people have written books about the servant leader. Right. I call it aggregating success, meaning that I find my success as the owner by aggregating the success of my employees, and you know, helping them to be successful in their assignment rolls up to being an overall success for me as the owner. So that's another way to think about it. But the main thing is that back to your original point though, David, is how you behave as an individual, as a human being, including in your personal life, has an impact on how your business performs. Even you know, even if you're a small business owner, David, and you mess up, you're not going to get fired like if you were a CEO of a company, or like David Petraeus did. You get to keep your company, but it's going to impact the performance of your people. If it's important for people to admire their leaders, isn't it?
Well, I think it's critical, especially for small businesses, is these small things matter. I mean, especially for a small business owner, look, you can't, depending on what your business is, it could be a service business, it could be a product, you're not able to pay the highest salaries, perhaps. You can't be
right.
as competitive.
We don't have the benefits, right.
Right, you don't have the benefits. So what then are you doing to keep the people engaged, committed? Because you want people mm-hmm. to be working with their hearts. And what do you want them? What are you going to do in order to provide that intangible benefit? The research is clear, and this is true for small businesses and large businesses, that people stay committed to their organizations because of these intangible,
That's right.
intrinsic benefits. And so creating an environment where even the most junior hourly employee feels welcomed, pays dividends in spades, and it's free for you mm-hmm. as the owner to be able to make sure people feel connected. And it takes a little bit of effort to be able to understand what do I need as your most junior employee, and what do I need to do to feel like I am part of this organization, even mm-hmm. if it's just the two of us.
Part of perhaps the first person to ever define esprit de corps, which is a military term, you can look it up if you know what it means, was Napoleon, who said, "A soldier will fight long and hard merely for a bit of colored ribbon." And that's what you were just talking about, David. Hold on to that thought. David Gebler is our guest, folks. We're talking about your behavior as an individual, how it impacts the people who work with you, the people who have signed on to be part of your future and your company. David's book is called The Three Power Values. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.